It's summertime, the kids are out of school, and many families are heading out of town. As part of our series delivering a weekly dose of wonder, NPR's Jeff Brumfield let us tag along on an unusual family outing.
I'm a big nuclear geek, so when I learned that the only passenger ship to ever run off of nuclear energy was sitting at the port of Baltimore, I got everyone in the car.
All right, kids, who's ready to go see a nuclear-powered cruise ship?
My wife was a little less enthusiastic.
I mean, I think it just might be a bit boring. I don't know.
Too bad. I'm driving.
All right, let's go.
The NS Savannah was built by the U.S. government in the 1950s. It was the height of the Cold War. Atomic bombs were being tested all over the place. The Savannah was supposed to show that nuclear power could be used for good.
Proof that the mighty power which propels her, the atom, can help all men to enter a new era of peace, prosperity, and progress.
That was a long time ago. Since then, people have had second thoughts about putting nuclear power in things like cruise ships. By the time we rock up to the port, the ship's reactor hasn't run in decades. In fact, it was just removed last year.
Is there still nuclear stuff on this thingy?
No, they took it off.
My daughter and I walk up the gangway.
So high.
Don't be scared. You can hold my hand.
I'm going to be more comfortable in the boat.
Normally, the Savannah is closed to the public, but on this day, the government's Maritime Administration is showing it off to anyone who wants to take a look. On the deck, we run into Brian Murray. He's working as a docent.
I always call the ship the future that never was, but it still looks like the future.
Savannah was launched in 1959, and everything on board is from that era.
You know, that style, like, I guess, early James Bond movie style, you know.
We make our way down to the passenger lounge. It's filled with mid-century modern decor.
The whole thing, like, it's very, very stylish and very, oh my gosh. Look at this, right on the wall. Chart of the Nuclides.
The Chart of the Nuclides is like the periodic table on steroids.
Why is there so many elements?
Because it doesn't just have the elements, it also has their radioactive isotopes. Nuclear scientists use it. Having it in the passenger lounge is the first hint that this ship is something different. But to get a real look at what made Savannah special, we have to go below.
Hang on to the handrails, watch your footing, okay?
To where the ship's nuclear energy used to come from.
So inside here, you'll see the remnants of a 74-megawatt reactor. The whole purpose of this power plant was to take atoms, split them in half. And when you split an atom in half, you get two things. You get radiation and you get heat.
The heat made steam, and the steam turned turbines that powered the ship. By the way, my son's getting really into it. He asks Radiation Safety Officer Scott Gintner a question.
You said something about that being like a neutron shield or whatever.
Yep,
it's called.
Neutron shield tank.
What does that exactly mean or do?
Oh, now we're going to get technical.
Technically speaking, nuclear power isn't really all that complicated. Remember Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared? When a uranium atom gets split in two, a tiny amount of its mass, m, is converted into an enormous amount of energy, E. And I mean enormous. A cube of uranium a little bigger than a Rubik's cube could send the Savannah around the world well over a dozen times, the equivalent of burning 28 million gallons of fuel. That incredible power, that is why I am so obsessed with all things nuclear. Well, partially, because I'm also obsessed with what this ship says about us. We turn a magic equation into a powerful bomb, build enough of them to destroy the world, and at the same time, we're like, hey, why don't we try doing something fun, like build a cruise ship, see how far it can go? We're so smart as a species, but also pretty confused. Anyway, enough of that. Did you like the ship?
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm bored. I want to go home.
All right. Let's go home. I think we've all had enough. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.